Catherine, we opened in 2003. The museum opened. Paint a picture of what that day was like for you.
The day that we opened on November 8th, 2003 was very surreal. It was a day where we were having what was called a hard opening. There was no series of dress rehearsals, bring, you know, groups of visitors in. We'd had a series of events the week leading up to November 8th. But that day, we were full-scale press on, 9 a.m., with music and balloons and all sorts of people. I think we had 500 people outside for the ribbon cutting. And it was business as usual at 9:05. And so we cut that ribbon, and the public streamed in. And I can still see the images that we had. Of course, I was outside. We were all outside for this ribbon cutting. So I didn't see the people walk into the building in the first wave. But we have photographs of them coming into the building and being inside and seeing Eddie, the world's largest child, for the very first time. And so my memories are really framed by those photographs. And it was just amazing.
8 years later, because we are celebrating our 8th birthday this year, what role is adventure playing in the community in terms of the impact that we're having?
I think that in 2012, adventure's position in the community of South Carolina and in Columbia is radically further beyond anything we ever possibly imagined in the early days. We have achieved that position where we work all the time to balance what happens here at this place and how we can use that experience and that learning and discovery out in the community to impact the lives of citizens across this community and across the state. That's the work that museums should be involved in the 21st century. It's what makes us relevant to our audiences. And so with this amazing staff, of which you're one of the key and one of the greatest assets to adventure, it is this ability to look at how we work with early childhood audiences, how we work with elementary age students in the after school environment, how we grow up middle school and high school students into people who want to become educators, and how we create this special place for families to feel like they can come together in their own backyard and learn and discover together. I think one of my proudest things that we've done is that we shifted from being just a place that really educates children to being a place that really educates families, and that we're building that family learning that is so critical to having life outside of school be as important in a child's development as the time you spend in school.
Can you tell me what your favorite sight is out your window?
My favorite sight out my window, which my window overlooks the front door and really the how visitors come and leave adventure. And so while I am excited to see throngs of people coming into the museum, my favorite sight is when a child clutches one of the bollards that prevent people from driving right up to our front door and cries because they don't want to go home, and that the adult has to drag them to the car or minivan or SUV to take them home. So that is my favorite sight at adventure. I think for me, it's really shown me how a museum can be at the center of a community, and that's the most important thing.